This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Ntanda, isikhathi sethu is exactly 10 minutes to 9, and we're still in the first hour of the Weekend Breakfast Show. Mm-hmm. And obviously, we bring you guys the most amazing tunes. Not only tunes, but we also bring you interviews, guys. Mm-hmm. Interviews out to namhlanje. But the first one that we have is with my absolute fave. Can you hear us, Santanati?
Hello. Hi, everybody.
How you doing? How you doing, mama?
I'm good. I'm doing so well. Great day to be in Joburg. The sun is out and Sana, I'm excited to see everything. How are you?
We are great at the studio. Of course, I'm with Oguhle, and we're just going to be asking you a few questions. I mean, obviously, you are season 4's Color Your Plate with Q champion!
Let me edit, man.
Come on, let's do it. Let's do it for her. 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 Yes! Look. Look, I personally just want to say congratulations. I am super, super proud of you. But we're going to get into that. We are going to get into that. We just want to say, not only congratulations, ne? Mm-hmm. We just want to ask, rather, Uguti, who is Santanati? So that you give our viewers, our listeners, a little in on who Kia or Santanati Kia Mashita is.
Hi guys, Moloini Dumelang Sanibona. Ikamalam Nandung Santanati Kia Mashita. I am a half Xhosa, half Pedi, 24-year-old. I've always wanted to be a chef growing up, so it's always been my dream. So to actually make that dream come true in this level has been such a big thing for me. I was traditionally trained in Europe. Mm. I came back about 2 years ago and I wanted to build something of my own. Mm-hmm. So I did that by creating my small business called Food by a Foodie.
Yes.
Which has also opened so many doors for me in terms of getting to know a lot of people who are putting me in the spots that I need to be put in, like, what color your plate with COVID. So, yes, I'm young, I'm black, and I am just happy to be a representation on what young black women in South Africa can do in the space of culinary arts.
Oh, and a force, if I do say so myself. That thing gave me a good run for my money. Listen.
And every time when you born, you were complaining, Bandy. You're such a complainer. Masse, what inspired you? He does complain. What inspired you to participate and color your plates with Koo, and what were your expectations?
So before Color Your Plate with Koo, I was on another cooking show, and on that cooking show, I made, I think it was a season 3 runner-up, from Color Your Plate with Koo, and I got eliminated quite early in that competition. So me and her had connected in a very, very profound way, and she was the one that actually prompted me to apply for Color Your Plate with Koo. And my expectations, I mean, you can even ask bands, like, my expectations were not what we had. We were treated so well, we were cared for, such a thoughtful crew, it was such a thoughtful cast, and it was an amazing experience, especially because, you know, you go into a competition thinking everyone is going to be fighting, but he wants the 150, right? But I think what we had was way more. We connected with each other on a human level, and I think that's what made the show for us and what made the show for the viewers.
And I do say so myself that, listen, this was one of the best seasons that they've ever had, because not just the camaraderie, but also just like the environment and energy in itself. It was so good to be around people like yourself, Mobs. Like it was such a great environment. And I'm standing 10 toes down with that one. So please tell us a little. So we're just going to touched a little bit about your experience on the show as like what was the most challenging part and what did you do to overcome it?
I think for me, the most challenging part, and I know this, I think if you've seen my TV presence, you'll also see that I was mostly confident in every single challenge. But yes. I think for me, the challenging part is trying to outdo your last dish.
Yes.
And yeah. trying to come up with creative, spins on even traditions that we normally have as South Africa, you know? And it was also that thing of iXesha, guys, like, you're really, really cooking against time. And like Van said this multiple times on the season, is that it's such an unnatural environment to cook against time. It's not like I've worked in a restaurant, and working in a restaurant is that everything is, I mean, as much as we know that service is at 11, we've paced ourselves to make sure everything is ready by 11.
Absolutely.
But if someone tells you 1 hour to make a roast, like, there's a lot more pressure because, again, you're doing it in front of the cameras and everything. But I think what I did to overcome that is that I just let myself come out. Like, I didn't hide who I was. I didn't hide my personality. I didn't hide my funness, you know, because I was like, "I guys, if me's under stress, at least you stress me on my terms, you know."
Love it.
That was definitely the approach.
So they announce you as season 4's champion. What is going through your mind, apart from the 150,000?
Because I was going to say, definitely the 150,000. In that moment, I think, you know those doubts you've had growing up of, are you enough? Are you worthy? Ooh, are you talented enough? Especially for someone who's a young black chef in South Africa, you really question whether or not you have what it takes to actually be in this tough, cutthroat industry. And I think for me, when those words of announcing me as the winner, I think I got that affirmation that, you know, I have what it takes. And in fact, not only do I see it, but the judges see it. And these are people that are well known in South Africa. This is the chef that is well known in South Africa. And for him to be the one to announce me as the winner, I think was such a full circle.
Yeah. I can imagine. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I get it.
You guys can't tell me anything, Betuna. I was literally coached by Chef Ruben.
And I think it's even more like important and like so super special considering like your experience that you told us about, you know, with that other show, that this is kind of like in your faces, like you should have like in your faces. I mean, I would walk by the studios with the is it the plaque or the with the plaque in Jengiti. Listen, look here, just to show them Mubuti, you know what, sometimes you might think you're finished with a person, but no ways. They will not finish you.
Exactly. And I had to be on that show. I had to get eliminated to meet the person that I met. I think everything for me came full circle. If anything, I thank them. I thank them for eliminating me because they've just given me 150,000 rand.
A blessing.
Listen, I'm telling you. So thank you so much for joining us. I wish we would have had more time, but there will always be another time. You know that. Please tell us what you're busy with. What can we expect? Drop social media handles. And yeah.
So you can definitely catch my social media handles on Food by a Foodie or at Kia_Mashita, where you see basically my journey on... I'm a private chef, so my journey on my private chefing. I also own a small pastry business that is currently growing, which is something I want to invest with this money that I've won.
Because love it.
I do want a business that says my name and that says my passion. So I am definitely working on that. And possibly a little small cooking show just on me and, you know, my spin on food and things of the sort. So definitely tune in. The personality is not only on TV, it's literally me. And so I would really love the people who've learned about me and who've been introduced to me to continue to follow me and, you know, follow my journey. And not feel afraid to also reach out if they have any questions. I love talking to people and I love kind of giving people direction because I also needed direction when I was young. So, yeah.
Listen, you're an inspiration. You did extremely well. And thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Weekend Breakfast Show, Kalanga MUT Radio. We're going to have to love and leave you, let you go, because I know it's Saturday and you'll probably be busy with the baking and going to, you know, the market. But thank you so much for joining us and giving us your time. And we wish you good luck for the future, and we will be tuned in.
Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.